Hi, well, welcome. Today we are joined by Pontus Berner, co-founder of Berner & Becker, and we're going to take the opportunity while we have Pontus with us to find out a little bit more about Berner & Becker, who they are, what they are, and what value they bring to their clients. So Pontus, welcome.
Hello, thank you, Trevor.
Let's kick off. This is just a short intro, really, so that people can get a sense of what you're all about. So tell us a bit about Berner & Becker. Who and what are you?
Yeah. So the company was founded back in May 2016, and we provide revenue management services to the hotel industry. We do outsourced revenue management, which is our main focus, but also consultancy project and training. So I would say imagine in the big chains like Marriott, Hilton, etc., where they have centralized revenue centers where a lot of revenue managers sit there. They work in symbiosis with systems and manage the hotels around Europe, for example. We do that exact same thing, but for private hotels, smaller chains, but also franchise-affiliated chain hotels.
Okay, I was going to ask about your sort of target market. Who are the main people that you help support?
Yeah, so it is, like I mentioned there shortly, so definitely our idea is to close the gap to professional revenue management labor to the independent hotel market. So even within the chains, it's difficult to find qualitative staff. And from experience, we know that, and also very difficult to retain them. So so in the independent hotel market, basically have access to none of that. So that's our main target group, and we focus on clients throughout Europe. We sit in Munich, but can handle or work with clients in our outsourcing model with anything within a 3-hour time difference.
And are most of your clients based in Germany, or do you have a reasonable spread across Europe?
We started in Germany, so naturally the main base of our clients are here. But we do have clients in Austria, Switzerland, the Netherlands, Iceland, and Slovenia. And we've also done consultancy projects in other Eastern European countries, for example, such as Serbia and Hungary. But our focus is mainly the German-speaking countries so far, and now we're moving in more to the Benelux, but also in the future a bit more the Nordics, because that's also where I'm from. So it would be cool to have some Swedish hotels, etc.
Absolutely. Good excuse to pop back home occasionally.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I'm sure you would have great things to say about Berner & Becker, but to give a different perspective, if I was to be talking to some of your clients who have been working with you over the last couple of years, what would they say about you? What would they say about you as a company? What would they say about you as the service that you provide?
It's a good question. I mean, I think they would for sure say it's a very professional approach to revenue management that we do, and that the people are very knowledgeable that work here. We have very high standards of who joins our team. It needs to be people with vast experience within the revenue management field and also a good education within the field of revenue management, finance, or hotel management.
Right.
So actually one client, she once said she would like to adopt us. So I guess that's a good it's a good recipe of success there. But we definitely bring the clients a lot of additional RevPAR and success. We have a 15% RevPAR growth on average for all our clients, and it's very cool because they usually come from having almost no revenue management in place. So then the potential of increase is tremendous. And so I think you would meet very happy clients focusing on that we are, you know, professional guys, know what we're doing, but also flexible and, you know, nice to work with. Get the feeling that we're a part of their teams.
Very good. You mentioned there that you look very closely at the quality of people that you hire. How big is your organization?
It's not that big yet. We're 12 people at the moment. But I guess looking at since we started 3 years ago, it's been quite a growth in our business model, which is very, people intense in that sense. So we said we're 12 now, and we have plans to grow further. We have a 2-year plan in place, which aims us to grow up the organization to 20 people strong by the end of 2020.
Very good. And these all handle, each of those individuals handle a number of hotels, or do they work individually with hotels? How does your model work?
So with the outsourcing model, which is our main focus, one revenue manager, just like in the big chains, can handle between, I would say, 3 to 5 hotels at the same time.
Okay.
No hotel, I would say, needs 40 hours a week from a revenue manager, also not a 1,000-room property in Las Vegas. If mm-hmm. you focus purely on the numbers, the data, the analytics, and leave the organizational part of the work to the hotel. But yes, there are more work-intense hotels than others, obviously. But yeah, 3 to 5 hotels, and then basically the main focus for us is that our revenue manager is becoming a part of the hotel team and seen really as a revenue manager for them, and not, you know, some consultant sitting somewhere in Munich and pointing fingers, but really it's really a teamwork with the hotel.
So a large part then, the culture of the individual is going to play a critical piece, as you say, because they need to really engage with the hotel and be seen as part of their team. But mm-hmm. then blending that with a growing team within your own operation as well. How would you describe your sort of company culture and ethos?
I would say we have a very young and modern approach, but still with a big focus on professionalism and quality. Not to say that the two can't go hand in hand, but that's in short. We have taken some influences from Silicon Valley with a bit of like Netflix, how they are quite flexible as employers and offering the employees like unlimited holidays, very flexible working hours, etc. And we do that as well. So in our work contracts with our employees, it's like undefined the amount of working hours needed, and also holidays are unlimited.
Wow.
But what that does in practice is that you shift the responsibility of work and ownership of your own task to the employee instead of the employer measuring, you know, stamping out time.
Yeah.
What we do measure, however, is the quality of work. And there we have, like I mentioned, super high expectations and standards. So it couldn't be a case simply where someone takes, you know, 100 holiday days a year, and because then we would simply, you know, pack another client or two on top of that person. But it's really about that, you know, 35 holidays or 30, it doesn't really matter. If the person is bringing success to the clients and the clients are super happy, I don't really care if that person takes another couple of holiday days. So like I said, it's really shifting over the responsibility and the ownership feeling to the employee. And I think that makes employees very empowered and feel very valued. And then we try to have fun, celebrate success. When something is good, you know, we try to go out for events with the team and so on. But then also separate fun from work, you know, work is work. And one thing that we value very high is to sit together. So that's, we're not such a, let's say, other companies might have now the call it a modern approach to home offices.
Yeah.
But we really feel that we're absolute strongest as a team together. So that's one rule we have, that we sit together in our office, and the occasional home office day is fine. But in general, we do things together and have a good or big knowledge sharing culture where we help out each other.
Understood. Sounds like a nice place to work. And I like the emphasis on productivity and quality of work rather than just how many hours you happen to be sitting at your desk.
Exactly.
And obviously the staff buy into that. What would they say about you guys as a place to work?
I think they value that part a lot. I think they would say it's a place where they work, where their ideas are listened to and considered, and where they can have a big influence on how things are moving forward. I think they would also say, in terms of revenue management, that it's very fun and a very diverse portfolios that they have spread across different countries and cities and type of hotels. Mm-hmm. When you look at the chains, there's a lot of bureaucracy and administration, writing tons of month-end comments on performances, etc. Mm-hmm. And we have cut out a lot of that stuff that actually don't really bring an impact on the bottom line result for the client in the end, and really focus on fun revenue management and in-depth analysis stuff that really has an impact. So I think they value that very much, and that's what I hear a lot from them.
Very good. I think we've pretty much got the key elements there that people can get a flavor. Are there any final observations we need to know about Berner and Becker that we haven't covered?
No, but keep an eye out for us in the future. If you are in need or know any hotel that are in need of professional revenue management, don't hesitate to reach out, and I'll be happy to hear from anyone out there.
Super. Appreciate your time today, Pontus. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Cheers, Trevor. Thank you.